It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep. The uprising in Egypt is almost a week old, and protesters have gathered again in the heart of Cairo today. They are demanding the departure of their president, Hosni Mubarak. Some fear the security forces could soon crack down. New blast walls and barricades are being built in Cairo's Tahrir Square. But elsewhere in the city, there are at least tentative signs of return to normal life. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro is covering all of this. She's been in Tahrir Square today. What have you seen in the last couple of hours, Lourdes?
Well, certainly in Tahrir Square, there's a different feeling than in the rest of the city. Inside the square, there are protesters, many camped out overnight, huddling around makeshift fires and under tents. They are maintaining that they will stay there. They want a permanent presence there until Hosni Mubarak is gone. There is a sense of fear, though, because they've seen that the army has been erecting, as you said, blast walls. They've also been restricting access to the square. Now you can only get to it through one particular place. So they're funneling people through. They're checking them for weapons. They're checking IDs. But they are still allowing people to gather. We've heard that the protesters are calling for a million-man march tomorrow, and they really want to keep the momentum going to put pressure and keep pressure on Hosni Mubarak to leave.
I can understand the fear that you describe, and yet it's interesting when you describe the military's role there. It almost sounds as if they are acting to secure the protesters, at least for the moment, rather than resist them in any way.
It's a very odd relationship. Nobody really understands what the role of the military is here. You speak to the protesters, and they feel that the military is indeed protecting them and is supporting them. They have a very different relationship to the police. When I was speaking to them today, they fear that the crackdown would come from the newly reinstated police forces. There's been rumors going around all day that the police are going to be back on the streets today. And, of course, the protesters have had a very difficult relationship with them in the early days of the protest. They were the ones firing the tear gas canisters. And so they're fearing that there will be another crackdown from the police. But they have a good relationship, they say, with the military. And so far, the military has been pretty hands-off. They're securing the area. They're putting up blast walls. But they have not interfered with the protesters and what they're doing there.
Is it entirely clear to the protesters or among any of their leaders how they would take the next step, how they would increase the pressure on Mubarak?
It really isn't. It's a very disparate group of people when you ask them who do they want to be their next leader. Obviously, Mohammed al-Baradei, the Nobel laureate and opposition figure, was in the square last night. They say they like him, they respect him, but they want free and fair elections and let the people decide who the next leader should be. They're not anointing anyone as a leader. And so basically, they really don't know where this is going. All they want is for Hosni Mubarak and his regime to depart, and they want to try and keep this momentum up. Clearly, the Mubarak government is still in some sort of tension because they have not allowed the internet back up. And the city, while you feel like it's returning to some semblance of normalcy, there's more traffic on the streets, more shops are open, some of the ATMs are back up and working. This is not business as usual. This is still a city that is very jittery. People are still very concerned, and we're seeing people leave.
I'm curious, Lourdes, there in Tahrir Square, which you were near as we speak. Of course, some people are camping out, as you say. Are there also people who are more or less commuting? They go out for the day, they protest for the day, they go home at night, they come back in the morning and clock in again.
Absolutely. I've had people tell me that they go for 6, 7, 8 hours, sometimes 20 hours, and they say they're leaving their families behind, they're leaving their children behind, they're leaving their friends behind to have a continual presence at the protest site. So they're really trying to keep the pressure on. They really want to have people come and there be a sense of palpable pressure on the Mubarak government.
NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro is near Cairo's Tahrir Square today, and communications are still not quite normal on a scratchy phone line. Lourdes, thanks very much.
You're welcome.